Hello, welcome to Daily Shift for Wednesday, May 11th. It's 5 degrees outside. Feels like five, feels like rain. This isn't a weather podcast. This podcast is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today and sign up to try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. You can use promo code dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of hosting. It gets you 250 megabytes of file storage that rolls over each month, giving you at least 4 episodes per month of storage. And upgrading is super easy with just a flat rate of $20 per gigabyte more of storage. So visit feed.press/dailyish. And also brought to you by Patreon supporters such as yourself. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two a month. Patreon.com/iChris. So first off, a little bit of Snapchat course follow-up, wrap-up of sorts. Tim Smith had asked in our subreddit about where things were at, if I was going to follow up with more details. Hasn't been much movement since the last episode, which was quite a while ago now. I think I recorded the last one April 20th. So it's been a little while, but as of this recording, the course has 46 sales for a total of $267. And there's a mix of like free giveaways in there and to Patreon supporters and I don't know how the accounting works exactly when it accounts for like Justin Jackson tweet or sent it out to a bunch of his followers and supporters and his Mega Maker podcast group. And so I had given him an affiliate code. And so then there's a little bit less money that I get because he gets a cut of it or whatever, which is awesome, obviously. So check him out, megamaker.co.co. He's got a great, fun podcast. If you're listening and interested in the sort of creator, interested maker space kind of stuff, he's been doing a lot of fun stuff with that. So I recently raised the price to $9 for the course because, well, why not? First of all, I guess if someone's paying $7 for it, why not $9? It's not very scientific, and I need to put a little more thought into it. But I'm also in kind of like the downward spiral of like, well, that was fun. Now what of it? And, but I don't think I priced it too low for pre-orders and stuff, but I do think maybe I've had it priced too low for people ongoing to think it was a serious, you know, bit of training they're going to buy. Cause it is, you know, I think about it like an hour long course with video and the amount of time I put into preparing for it and all that it covers. You know, it's a free app, Snapchat is, so it's free to use. And that's where I was trying to like balance like what someone would want to pay for something versus what it's worth to them. Because it feels like, well, just go try out the app. Why would you buy a course for it? That's kind of some of the negative feedback I got from folks. But obviously people do buy training or want training for things, even if they are free. It saves them time having to figure it out. So I figured a $9 course or $7 course or whatever should be helpful. So we'll see. I've had a couple of sales since the price went up just from random stuff. I did a Facebook ad that I put about $19 into Facebook ads and targeted a bit of like, over 25, I think I did, and excluded people who specifically mentioned Snapchat as an interest, just because I figured if they're already interested in it and they'd gotten to the point of actually putting it on their Facebook profile, they definitely would be aware of what it is. But anyways, about $20 worth of ads and got zero sales out of that, actually. I forget the number of impressions, obviously quite a few, like it was pretty cheap advertising, but zero sales. So I'm going to try again in a little while, maybe with a little bit more targeted demographic, change the ad photo and stuff on it and just try something different in a bit. But just going to let it sit for a little while right now anyways. And so we'll see where that goes. Link is in the show notes if you're curious about the Snapchat course, and I'd love to hear if you do buy it and what you think of it. Send me a comment or leave a comment in our subreddit. So Aaron Goodwin, one of the hosts of the Three Guys, Three Questions podcast here on Good Stuff, who, by the way, recently launched season 7 of their podcast. I'll just play a quick little sample here.
If you're new to the show, here's how it works. Each host asks a question, then each host gives their answer. Hilarity hopefully ensues, and we move to the next question. Andrew has today's first question, so take it away, Andrew.
Oh, man, you must be really excited. You have humor in your voice as you read that.
Yes, you nailed it.
So here's the question. What would be the most inconvenient thing to have 100 of?
Well,
So there, gives you a little bit of the premise. Three guys, three questions. They each bring a question to the show. Everybody else answers everybody else's question. Bada bing, bada boom, you got a podcast. So very cool show, very fun show, and happy to have it here on Good Stuff, goodstuff.fm/3G3Q. Link will be in the show notes, of course. But anyways, back in February, Aaron had sent me, in our stuffy Slack, had sent me a list of questions for dailies just as topic ideas, which is awesome, because sometimes you're just like, I am anyways, stumped for what I should talk about. That's part of the reason why I haven't done an episode in a few weeks. And the question he sent me, one of the questions anyways, was, what do you find interesting that nobody else seems to? And I mean, there's things that are like, whatever stuff in my, not a lot of my friends say are really into U2 or whatever the way I am or something like that. But I was thinking a little deeper maybe about that. And I think I've discussed this previously on the show, but probably way back when, now this is 170 episodes in, but, I think one of the things or things that I find interesting that nobody else around me seems to is actually stuff on the web. The things the web allows us to do, more specifically. You know, I'm a tech nerd a bit. I'm marginally interested in new hardware, and only in so much as it opens up new possibilities of what you can do. Faster computers, bigger screens, whatever, isn't all that interesting to me. It's fun stuff. Like, I definitely can appreciate that, but it's not something I want to spend my time talking about as how slim the iMac is or whatever. It's more of the stuff that the tech allows you to do, And actually specific, like even more specific, connecting with people through the tech. And so like things like that come along, like Facebook Live doing and Periscope and Blab and Twitch, podcasting even back a few years ago, that allow us to connect over this tech. I kind of get giddy with excitement about the possibilities and trying to use that both personally as well as trying to get clients in my business to make use of it. But as with many things, a lot of things, most things developed in the Silicon Valley bubble, regular business owners aren't all that interested in sharing what's going on behind the scenes, and they just want to get a PDF up on their website. And even, you know, friends and stuff, I'm kind of in, I guess, maybe the demographic or just the people I'm around are very, like, generally kind of wary of internet stuff and not all that interested in trying out new things on the web. And don't really think that it's cool that, like, this device in your phone, in your pocket can stream video, HD video for that matter, out to the world and anybody can tune in. Like, that's, you know, they just see the freaky side of it, which it is kind of like weird and freaky, but it's also pretty amazing and powerful. And my mind instantly goes to like the possibilities that it can allow you, either personally, a business, a nonprofit, anything like that, to do that previously took an army of people, an array of computers and technology and hardware and whatever, cameras and stuff to be able to do. And so I've always loved working in video. Things even like simple stuff like sharing what's on your screen, your computer screen with the world, like through Twitch where you share gaming stuff or doing screencasts showing how stuff works on a computer and a bit of the education side. That kind of stuff is super fascinating, super interesting to me. And I have yet to figure out a way to make, other than doing enough screencasts on Minecraft to pay for my copy of Minecraft, figure out a way that kind of enthusiasm and excitement for this kind of stuff translates into some sort of meaningful income job thing. And I guess the Snapchat course is kind of like a bit of that idea too, where it's like this, I know you're all freaked out about Snapchat and that somehow pictures of your naked body are going to end up on the internet just because you use Snapchat. But here's what's kind of cool about this and why it's kind of fun. And that's kind of what started the whole idea of doing that course in the first place. So I guess maybe that's something anyways that I'm interested in and that I find people around me not really that interested in. Obviously on the web, on Twitter, et cetera, it's not that hard to find people who are super into this kind of stuff. And but I just don't have a lot of friends who are interested in that. Friends like that I see in day-to-day life, I guess. And I like on our stuffy Slack and with the Good Stuff folks, Kyle, etc., and others that I'm involved with in projects online, no problem there. It's more just like real life, like getting together and trying this thing out, because you do need to be, well, for a lot of it anyways, you need to be in person. So anyways, that's part of that is also needing to do a bit of a redesign in my business. My business website has been the same for like 3 or 4 years, which is typical for a lot of, especially solo or small businesses, and where the whole like the cobbler's kids have terrible shoes kind of idea. And my wife has been pushing me recently on the need to redesign my business site for a while, which, you know, when we do get around to that, I know I need to highlight some of the stuff that does make me different and unique compared to all the other, you know, build a WordPress website for you web studios locally and around the world. So just as a way of differentiating what kind of stuff that I might help somebody with, because then that helps me find those kind of people, those kind of clients anyways. Whereas right now my website doesn't show any of that. So why would anybody even think that I would do that? So anyways, that's a bit of a tangent and ramble, but hopefully that answers your question, Aaron. And thank you for sending those in, and I'll chip away at the other, I forget, nine maybe. Nine questions. One guy, nine questions coming up here on Dailyish. Thank you for listening. Visit the Three Guys, Three Questions podcast link in the show notes to subscribe and listen to their show. Pay the Snapchat course is linked in the show notes. I'm iChris on Twitter. Leave a comment in the subreddit. Follow, discuss this episode link below. And I think that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Oh, and you should check out Show Me Your Mic. I just published a new episode of that. I switched to a monthly sort of episode release schedule for that one because it's a little bit more produced and edited and stuff. So I'd really love it if you check it out. And even if you don't dig podcasting, I think you'll still find it interesting. It's just about, I think it's about 15 minutes long. So it's not super long episode. Hearing from a bunch of different folks about why they're into podcasting. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.